Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, it is a Monday, a glorious Monday, after a football feast for 4 days live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd wherever you may be and however you may be listening. Thanks for making us part of your day. 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plenty of both. J-Mac joining us. That was a great weekend. That was 4 days of just food, football, family. I just watched a lot of TV and ate too much and had a blast. How about you?
Phenomenal Thanksgiving weekend. We went out of town a little bit with the family. Came back to my second best gambling Sunday of the season. Jets get the W. I got my green on to rep the Jets. I thought you'd be wearing USC red this morning.
Well, you know, I gave it strong consideration. So let's start with the Philadelphia Eagles, who rushed for almost 365 yards against the Packers. You know, I've said this a couple of times now. The longer Matt LaFleur is the Green Bay Packers coach, the less resilient and the softer this franchise gets. They spend a lot of money on defense. Five of their top seven cap hits are on defense. And the tackling is putrid. It's not like you didn't know what Philadelphia was going to do. And you become your coach. The Titans with Mike Vrabel are tough. Belichick's teams are smart and resourceful. Andy Reid's are clever. Pete Carroll's have high energy. Matt LaFleur's teams, I don't know what they are. Pretty? They have no identity. That is your job. Sean McVay in an hour gave the Rams an identity when he arrived. Kyle Shanahan did the same to the Niners. The Packers have no street fight at all. No resiliency. Philadelphia rushed for more yards in a single game than they have since 1948. And it's not like you didn't know what was coming. The previous two teams, in fact, had given you a little bit of a blueprint on how to stop them. And this is something I've been on all year. The sports media likes stories. And sometimes, instead of telling you what's happening, they're rooting for a story. Matt LaFleur was an interesting story. Generationally handsome guy, could connect with handsome quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Let's get a frumpy Mike McCarthy out of here. Everybody liked the story, and he was elevated to a VIP status very quickly for beating the Lions and the Bears twice a year. That's 4-0. Is that really Green Bay's standard? Really? They've been great for 25 years. That's Aaron Rodgers' standard? It is official. Green Bay is done for the year, and they just don't regularly beat elite football teams. Think about the Tennessee. They lost. Philadelphia, they lose. When they go up against a San Francisco, a physical team, or a Tom Brady team, they always just look like they better lead big at half because they've now become a bad second half team. Think about that. The defense underachieving. The offense underachieving. They're less physical than when he took it over. And they become a terrible, terrible second half team. 1-5 when they trail at half. I mean, we can keep blaming Aaron Rodgers on this, but he's obviously banged up with his thumb, and he had a lot of W's before Matt LaFleur got there. You start looking around the NFC, though, the way San Francisco and Philadelphia play. With Aaron's salary, I don't see light at the end of the tunnel. You're not going to be able to go buy an edge rusher or Fletcher Cox. I mean, you're not going to be able to go buy Aaron Donald. I don't see it. Green Bay feels, when you look at the teams in this league, the Tennessees, the tough teams, the physical teams, Buffalo, San Francisco, Philly, man, it looks like Green Bay is a mile away. And Matt LaFleur talked about another big game, physical neutering of the Packers.
Bottom line is, you know, you can't allow somebody to run for 353 yards against you, and you can't turn the ball over. We had a lot of missed tackles. I think we had our guys charted for 15 missed tackles. It's tough to stop anything if you have 15 missed tackles. So we got to be better. We got to have a better plan, and we got to go out there and execute better. We got to tackle better because that can't happen in this league.
And it happens over and over and over to the Packers. When you look at a good coach, they don't have to win like Lincoln Riley right out of the gate. But you should be able to see a team's identity. The Rams got McVay in. Suddenly they were offensively clever. Andy Reid arrives in Kansas City. Sean McDermott in Buffalo. They got physical real fast. You got to be able to see the coach's identity. I'm asking you today, what is it? What do they do extraordinarily well? It should be easier with Aaron Rodgers, right? The quarterback's taken care of. You watch USC player, you watch Harbaugh, you got the coach, you got the right quarterback. It should be easier to have an identity. I still don't know what the Packers' identity is. Well, I didn't think my second story today would be the Jets. And I said, I didn't think benching Zach Wilson was smart. Why ruin the kid? And then I watched the game, and it hit me. Mike White is not only better than Zach Wilson, he's a lot better. The players like him, the coaches like him, the fans are chanting his name. Even Zach on the sidelines, sulking, hoodie over his head, didn't want to be there. It kind of confirms that he's a bad teammate. At some point, you as a quarterback, a young quarterback, you have to check at least some of the boxes. You're big. You're resilient. You've got maturity. You're a leader. You're noticeably improving. Zach doesn't check any of those. He's got a decent arm. Well, you're a quarterback. It'd be like a kicker. You got a decent leg. That's the least I need. He can throw a ball. I don't like Tua that much, right? Like I didn't love him like everybody else, but he checks some boxes. He's mature. There's leadership. He's hella accurate when he lets go of the ball. He's got a quick release. He sees the entire field. Mike White is better than Zach Wilson. I don't care what round he was taken in. He's better. He's a significantly more accurate quarterback. He's got better poise. He makes fewer mistakes. I was wrong. I thought, you can't bench Zach Wilson. You'll ruin him. What's it matter? He's the second best quarterback in the franchise. This isn't one of those where you have a young quarterback, you bring him out, he struggles, you go back to, like, Justin Fields, Andy Dalton, back and forth, but we know what Andy is, and we're hoping that, you know, that eventually Justin Fields will be great. But, like, I look at these two, and I'm like, I just think Mike White's better. I think he throws a better ball. And after the game, Robert Saleh said something, and this is the last thing out of his mouth here matters a lot. Here's the coach.
He did a great job. He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. We just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. He made the easy look easy, and that's I thought he did a really good job with that.
And that is the thing. Easy can't be hard for quarterbacks. Like, I'm not asking Justin Herbert's first year to be wonderful or Joe Burrow, but Burrow made the easy look easy. Sometimes he couldn't make the great play with that bad O-line as a rookie. And Justin Herbert still sometimes will make a bad throw. Andrew Luck did. Trevor Lawrence first year did. But those guys make the easy look easy, right? Like, you see an NBA rookie. You're not asking him to drop 27 a night and go defend, Kevin Durant on the wing. You got to be able to hit free throws, rebound, hit an open jumper. Zach Wilson, the easy stuff seems so hard, so labor intensive. Now, again, I don't want to be confirmation bias. I wasn't a fan of Zach Wilson out of college. But I'm watching that game and I'm saying, well, time out. Why not bench Zach Wilson? Mike White's better. I think he's more coachable. I think he's light in his feet. I don't think he has the arm of a Zach Wilson. But, you know, when you tell me, you know, a kicker's got a good leg and a quarterback's got a good arm, I've seen a lot of that. Are you accurate? Can you get it to the receiver, the tight end, the back in the flat? I was dead wrong. I think the Jets have a quarterback. It's just the guy you drafted in the fifth round. So what? Dak was in the fourth round. Kirk Cousins was in the fourth round. Brady was in the sixth round. So what? I mean, we got Hall of Famers that were undrafted. Nobody even drafted Antonio Gates. We got Pro Bowlers all over this league drafted in the fifth, sixth, and seventh round. Maybe in New York, because of Joe Namath, their history, they're looking for flash. Eli Manning, the Manning name. Maybe we're looking for flash from the Jets at quarterback. I get it. I don't know. I look at Mike White, fifth rounder, and I'm like, with that defense, you can make the playoffs with Mike White. With that defense, with those special teams, why not? Boy, J-Mac's got a big smile on his face for that rant.
You love to talk about the Jets early in the show. Colin, seriously, this is a fun story, right? The Jets, clearly better than New York and the city of New York right now, right? There's no debate about that. Fired up to see you excited on a Monday.
Colin right, Colin wrong, 50 minutes from now.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bbo. All for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Boy, Ohio State fans had to eat it once again. They spent years telling everybody how Jim Harbaugh didn't know what he was doing, but Ohio State's coach was the second best on the field this weekend. Like the Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, the longer Ryan Day is at Ohio State, the less resilient they become. The program's history at Ohio State was built on linebackers and toughness and physicality. They've never been pretty. Yet in the last two seasons, I've watched Oregon push Ohio State around in Columbus, Michigan push them around twice, Utah run for over 230 yards. They were the more physical team. Ohio State's now known for their wide receivers. Their O-lines are okay. Their linebackers are okay. Their edge rushers haven't had a great one in a couple. I just watched them, and I think Michigan has clearly, over the last couple years, built a recipe that gouges Ohio State. You can roll your eyes at the quirky and unique personality of Jim Harbaugh. But Michigan, when you watch them play, is Harbaugh. Intense. Tough, physical, and that is football, not great wide receivers. In the last 2 years, this is embarrassing for the Buckeyes. Michigan has rushed for 550 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns in 2 years, and almost 7.5 yards a carry. It is now a trend. Michigan is now a tougher program than Ohio State. They have a much clearer identity than Ohio State. They've got the better coach than Ohio State, and according to reports, they stole 2 Ohio recruits from Ohio State. And they're doing this at Michigan without a, quote, special quarterback. J.J. McCarthy's, I think he's talented, but he's not as good as Stroud, right? He's not as good as Caleb Williams. Michigan now has the better coach. The game moves to Ann Arbor. They get their quarterback back, and they have an identity, and Ohio State does not. So everybody took their shots at Jim Harbaugh, and I kept coming on this show saying, be careful. He keeps turning around San Diego and Stanford and the Niners and Michigan, and every place he leaves is never the same 2 years later. Ryan Day got a 25-yard head start on Harbaugh, and Harbaugh this Saturday flew past him, planting the flag of Michigan at midfield in Columbus. Here was Coach Jim after.
I want to get that flag. I want to get that flag and put it in our museum. Well, I think there's already plenty of fuel to the rival. I mean, there's songs. They have songs. The one about They don't give a damn about the whole state of Michigan. I mean, it's like, it's all good. You know, it's been going on for a century, don't you think?
It's all good. Yeah, it is all good for Michigan. And, you know, we've said this before. Not every program has the advantage of 100 players in their state. Lincoln Riley's in California. He can turn it around very quickly. For Brian Kelly at Notre Dame or Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, they won immediately, but it took them 6 or 7 years to get the kind of athletes that they could go toe-to-toe to football factories like a Georgia or an Alabama or an Ohio State. But right now, Michigan is rolling, and I think they can beat anybody in the country. Shame on me for doubting them this weekend just because they didn't have their best running back at full strength. That game was not even competitive for the last 90 minutes. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news. This is the Herdline News.
Yeah, it's weird. Blake Corum, I believe, had 6 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And they had 4 touchdowns over 69 yards. That was stunning, Colin. I'm
all
shocked.
All year long, Joel Klatt nailed it. All year long, Michigan's DNA was, we're going to run. We're just going to run. They were very apprehensive about spinning it downfield. In Ohio State, it had some secondary issues. But the fact that in the biggest game of the year against the most talented roster you face, you decided we're going to throw it all the time downfield was whoa. I mean, Michigan wouldn't throw the ball down the field against much less talented teams. And so it wasn't that Ohio State hadn't had some problems on the back end. Michigan's entire DNA at all year was dominate line of scrimmage and figure out a way over 4 quarters to just take the ball away from you.
You know what that says as a coach? To change everything you've done all season for one game and to absolutely dominate? I love to see that from Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Great stuff. All right, let's start in the NFL. Boy, Russell Wilson, your guy.
He's on
the struggle bus. There is video. Here it is right here. Defensive tackle Mike Purcell coming off the field yelling at Russell Wilson, shouting in his face, Colin. The exchange did not appear to be friendly, but afterward, both downplayed the interaction.
Frustration. We want to spark on something. We all are in this together, period. So, you know, that's the quarterback of our offense. They're about to take the field. Obviously, we let up a touchdown, so we weren't doing our job, but got to get a spark somewhere.
Well, Mike and I are on the same page. You know, he came off, you know, after they kicked the field goal, and He was pissed off. He just said, "We got to f and go," you know. And I agree, you know. So me and him on the same page. There's no animosity there at all.
Yeah, it's unclear to me if he was saying like, "You got to get your act together, go do something," or "Let's go." You know, that's a big difference. But
yeah, I mean, we know coaching matters. We watched it all weekend in college and pro football. We know that coaching is significant. They don't have a head coach. They have a consultant or a quarterback coach or a coordinator as a head coach. And we know this to be true. We've watched great coaching Michigan and USC this weekend. We watched it in the NFL. We've seen what Tua's done now with an elite offensive coach. It matters. Now, it may be 65%, 70% quarterback overcoat. We've seen Robert Saleh change the Jets' defense in year two.
Yeah.
You can see his hands, fingerprints all over the Jets' defense. Like, listen, it happens about 70% of the time. You hire a coach, and he's just not the long-term fix.
But, Colin, this is an offensive guy. They've scored over 20 points twice this season. They can't score. They can't move the ball. And he's an offensive guy. Listen, I'm not, like, fire the coach guy all the time, but Colin, you absolutely have to change the vibe in that locker room by getting Hackett out of there. They look bad. How's this for a stat? Jimmy G has twice the number of touchdown passes this season as Russell Wilson. Twice!
Well,
double!
He's pretty good.
All right, next up. Let's go to the Jags. This was a great game.
Oh my God.
You gotta love Trevor Lawrence, my guy. I'm a big Trevor Lawrence fan. He has struggled this season, but Colin, he was lights out on what I thought was the greatest drive of his career.
His entire fourth quarter was excellent.
Yeah, the Ravens let him go down the field twice, but Lawrence had no timeouts, and went to Marvin Jones for the game-winning score. Then they opt for two, Doug Peterson, the gambler. And you can see Trevor Lawrence line up, look for the new defensive back.
Yeah.
Targeted him instantly for the go-ahead 28-27 win.
Some of these throws were tough throws downfield.
I know one line, and we're not going to get into it yet, but Lamar Jackson's taking some heat from some of these, you know, meatball fans out here. This is not on Lamar Jackson at all.
No,
this defense got shredded in the fourth quarter.
Lamar's got no receivers. Dude, he's got nothing to work with.
Everybody knows. We just got to double Mark Andrews. Take him away. And then who are they throwing to? Some guy named Oliver? I never heard of the guy. He led them in receiving. DeSean Jackson? He's still in the league, I guess. He had like a 60-yard reception. At any rate, Colin, Ravens lose, and they blew another fourth quarter lead. A 9-point lead up 19-10. Is this team good? I don't know that they're herd hierarchy worthy at this point.
No, they're not. So I asked a friend about this. I said, are the Buccaneers any good yesterday? And he flatly said no. And he went back to, like, what's their offensive identity? They don't have one. It's 2022. You and I know this. 15 years ago, 10 years ago, you could win a lot of ways in this league. You really got to score. And Baltimore does a lot of things well, but they... I mean, it's, you start watching Tampa and Baltimore and you're like, an offensive identity isn't, I have a talented quarterback. You got to be able to run it, pass protect. You have to have a philosophy. Baltimore has been a bad fourth quarter team.
Yeah. And this is not on Lamar. He went and deleted the tweet that he sent. I thought it was funny, but a little out of bounds, obviously. we won't talk about it on the show, but Baltimore, you know, now they're tied with the Bengals. Your Bengals.
The Bengals are on fire. That was an impressive win. Yeah. No number one receiver, no number one back. Go to the Titans and outplay them in the second half.
They own Vrabel. 3-0 against Vrabel since
he's Burrow.
I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. Have you seen the Week 13 schedule, Colin?
It's great.
The greatest lineup this season. Bengals-Chiefs is one of the biggest games. I can't wait. All right, final story. This one was a good one for me. Josh Jacobs.
Wow.
Through for the Raiders. Colin? 229 yards rushing, 303 total yards from scrimmage. Looked like a franchise back. Here's the game winner in overtime. Look at this. Gone. I was in my car going to pick up my daughter from gymnastics. I'm getting a million texts, and Josh Jacobs just goes to the house. Now, Colin, I do want to remind you, I'm going to have to shave the Seahawks insignia in the side of my head if they finish over 500. This was a huge win against that. I am curious, though. You asked, is Tampa good, Colin? Are the Seattle Seahawks good? The Raiders just set season highs for first downs and total yards.
Well, it is interesting. Is, you know, they always call it when a gambler, if I get hot and go 4-1, 4-1, you regress to the mean, then I'll have a 1-4 week, right? I'm not a professional gambler. And like with Seattle, you know, it's Pete Carroll. They're young. It's high energy. People are shocked by Geno. Now everybody's got 7, 8, 9, 10 weeks of Geno film. The young players, everybody, they're a little dinged up. They were really healthy September, October. Now you're looking at their depth. You know, you take DK Metcalf out of the offense and you start giving 9-10 weeks. It's a little bit like Philadelphia until last night. Is you start looking at these offenses, these young quarterbacks or these limited quarterbacks like Geno, and all of a sudden people have a book on him. And it's,
yes.
Offense wasn't the problem for Seattle, but I think what's happening to Seattle is they shocked us because all these young rookies were playing so great. And then the weather gets cold and the season gets long and everybody's got film. And then they are rookies and they do make mistakes and get dinged up. And Seattle now looks very, very mortal.
And all of a sudden, here come the Niners in that division. And oh, by the way, Taylor Heinicke and the New York Giants are hunting for that final wild card spot. It's going to be tight there. Yeah, I don't know if Seattle's a lock to make the playoffs, Colin.
Green Bay lose. They're going to battle the New York Giants probably for a wild card
spot. Can I whisper a team? I just want to say it quietly. Detroit Lions.
Wildly entertaining.
It's not over. They're fun. They're frisky.
Well, I would say this. I've been saying this about the Raiders. The Raiders and the Lions are not great teams. Wildly entertaining to watch. I mean, seriously, here's the thing about the Raiders is they have a lot of really good players at the right positions. Quarterback, running back, left tackle, star receiver, Max Crosby. Did you see him on that third down?
Huge sack there, yeah. By the way, speaking of Josh Jacobs, the Raiders declined his fifth-year option. He will hit the market this offseason. Where are you on Josh Jacobs? I know we don't like to pay running backs, but man.
I think he's really good.
He has a career high in rushing yards for the season with six games left. They have a terrible offensive line.
They may move Darren Waller, the tight end, and get something for him.
I think he's gone They paid Davante Adams a lot. A lot of questions about Carr, Josh Jacobs. What does the coach want to do?
I would bring them both back.
Carr and Jacobs?
Yeah, I would. I think they're. This organization's had too much chaos. They're both rock solid. He's a top 10 back, top 5 back maybe, and Derek's a top 10, 12
but
quarterback.
You're now sinking a huge chunk of your cap into Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, and your quarterback.
It's offense and Max Crosby. At least it's the right positions. Pass rusher, receiver, quarterback, star back. It's the right positions.
I mean, the defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Well, you got to hit
Geno
on some
Smith
draft picks.
Going up and down the field until his two turnovers. All right, that's a long
Jay Mack with the news. Boy, he was good today.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
So I predicted USC would go 9-3. Many of you called me a homer. I thought I was fair, but maybe a bit optimistic, but it was Lincoln Riley, and I did see Caleb Williams as a freshman at Oklahoma, and I thought, he's pretty good. He's pretty good for like a 19-year-old kid. Lincoln Riley plus Caleb Williams plus receiver Jordan Addison. This morning, I think something about USC that I did not believe going into the weekend. I think they can play with anybody. I don't know if they can beat Georgia. I've seen Georgia struggle with Kentucky, Missouri, and Georgia Tech. USC can play with them. USC would beat Ohio State. Ohio State couldn't defend Michigan's offense. USC clearly has the better coach and quarterback than Ohio State. Generally, year one is tough. It was tough for Saban at Bama. It was tough for Kirby Smart. It's been tough for Sark, Mario Cristobal, Brett Venables. Usually year one is really, really hard. It's an ugly rebuild. You're trying to solve holes in your culture, holes on your roster. But when you get the best coach in college football offensively, and maybe the best coach, period, and easily the best quarterback in the sport, they have solved issues quickly. Drew Pine, by the way, for Notre Dame is a nice college quarterback. He looked like a JV player. Notre Dame, based on recruiting, has the better athletes on their roster today than USC. It didn't look like it at all because of a handful of great ideas from Lincoln Riley, a great quarterback and a star receiver. I don't know how good USC is, but I didn't really consider them a playoff team until this weekend. But they played their best two games of the year, arguably, back-to-back, and now they face Utah, and they're favored, and if they beat them in Vegas, they'll absolutely be good enough, in my opinion, to compete with a Michigan, compete with TCU, compete with Georgia. I didn't think that going into the weekend, but that's impressive. Listen, we know in 2022, we just know this empirically. We know this to be true. If you get the right offensive coach and you get the right quarterback and he's got some weapons, it's like Cincinnati. Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase end up in a Super Bowl. Pro or college, that's where the league has pivoted. That's where the sport has pivoted. But Caleb Williams is so gifted. And I'll tell you something. I've watched almost every snap of USC. Every single unit, linebackers, receivers, tight ends, running backs, safeties, every unit has gotten better over the last 2.5 months. This team is, just uniquely well-coached. Today, I think they can play with anybody. I don't know if they can beat Georgia. I don't know if they can beat Michigan. Those teams, based on recruiting, have more good players than USC, even with their splurge in the transfer portal. But I think they've earned a right if they beat Utah to get in, and I don't think they'd be a big underdog based on what I've seen with Georgia's often limited offense.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, it's The Herd. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered every step of the way with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out. As the NBA postseason winds down, it's fantastic. Super easy to get started with DraftKings. If you're a first-timer, really easy. Try betting on something like a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook's app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple, really. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. It's easy, 90 seconds. Use the code HERD, H-E-R-D. That's code HERD for new customers to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. He's built one of the great high school football programs in the country in a few years. Lipscomb Academy, they're in the state final in Tennessee coming up this weekend. December 2nd, by the way, there's a documentary on the entire story on Bally Sports called Be Set Apart, December 2nd. Trent Dilfer, a decade and a half in the NFL, a Pro Bowl, a Super Bowl, is joining us. Congratulations on your success. And it's interesting. You know, I was thinking about it. I haven't talked about it yet, but Kyler Murray... the Arizona situation's way too toxic for me. Kyler says stuff publicly, and then the owner publicly put an addendum in the contract, and then Kyler this weekend came out and said, yeah, schematically, we were... And I thought, time out. If Cliff Kingsbury gets fired, what top coach wants that? To me, I think the whole thing... What do you do with that situation?
Yeah, it's a tough sell. I think you're absolutely right on this one. Like, you're trying to go recruit the best coach out there. Let's call him Sean Payton. I would argue he's the best coach out on the street right now. You're trying to get him. The one thing Sean doesn't want is high drama, right? He doesn't want an energy vampire in the building, stealing from my friend John Gordon. Like, you want guys that breathe energy into your program, not suck the life out of it. And when you go public with these types of comments, you're throwing people under the bus. And what that does, the entire organization, not just players, not just coaches, but equipment managers, trainers, secretaries, marketing directors, you're just sucking the life out of the building because you're taking junk and you're going public with it. I had to learn this the hard way. I made this mistake as a young player. And you don't recognize the impact you would have as the quarterback of a franchise on the entire building. And if you're this coach out there and you're like, man, I love the player. The guy's incredible. I can do all this cool stuff around him. But I'm worried about this energy gap in my organization and the open wounds that will be there when I walk into it. I'd give it a real hard pass, to be honest with you.
Yeah. So I said it this weekend. I watched Mike White and I thought, I was wrong. I think he's the better quarterback. As a professional quarterback, I don't know how great he is, but I'm watching that. I'm watching him make throws, and I'm like, oh, that's 24 yards. You know, that's not great weather. Is he the better quarterback?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt. He's more of a passer. I think Zach Wilson is incredibly high ceiling. I said this during the draft process. I get why he got drafted high. I mean, the horsepower twitch, the athletic skill set, the arm talent, the creativity, it's off the charts. And I get it why everybody started drooling over it. But if you go back and watch the tape, he just wasn't a great passer. He didn't have great passing instincts. He didn't have great passer mobility within the pocket, you know, the subtle climbs, the movements. He was more of a get-out-of-dodge guy. He passed up a lot of open receivers at BYU, guys that were dialed up as one or two in progression. He went and did his own thing. Go back and look at the tape of Mike White at Western Kentucky, and here's a passer. Here's a guy that gets through progressions. Here's a guy that understands the feel of the pocket. He can spread the ball all over the yard. He has a huge throw catalog. What I mean by that is he's become an expert at a lot of throws, not a handful of throws. Very much like Bailey Zappi, we talked about earlier in the year and the success he had in New England. They were trained by the same person, the same type of passing schemes, and you're just going to be more developed as a passer. Does that mean 5 years from now he's a better quarterback? Maybe not. But right now he's a better quarterback than Zach Wilson.
So I saw a little bit of Jordan Love last night, and my takeaway was the last time I saw him, Trent, live, he looked nervous. He didn't last night. Philadelphia, real team. I was like, he's snapping some throws off. What'd you see?
Look, decisive. That's always the word I'm looking for. And I think most quarterbacks, as we watch football and we're watching quarterbacks, you know, there's different opinions on what matters. But at the end of the day, we all agree on this, that if a quarterback is decisive, he's going to be successful. That's probably viewed as the common fan as confidence. And I would agree with both words being used. But he's very decisive with his eyes. He was decisive with his feet. He was decisive with where he threw the football. It was almost as if he was like, wait a second, this might be it.
Yeah.
Like every great competitor is looking for that crack. They're looking for that opportunity. They're saying, this might be my time. My guy's got a broken hand. My guy's got a rib injury. We're not winning games. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to seize the opportunity and do what I've been trained to do. And I'm not saying Aaron's done. I'm not trying to create a big controversy. I'm just saying if you're Jordan Love, it looked as if he walked on the field and said, this is my moment. I'm about to take this thing.
Yeah. I want to ask you two questions. You know a lot about both. So Caleb Williams, you've had the Elite 11 camp. So I've leaned on you for years. Trent, what do you see? What do you like? What do you not like? If I recall, you had Caleb Williams. Did you know, and you bring in the best quarterbacks in the country. How did he stack up? What did you see years ago?
I always say my two favorite at that stage, and the two guys we felt were no-brainers, were Tua and Justin Fields. Caleb actually probably exceeded that. He was so much better than everybody else. He was so much more mature. He was so much more confident. Remember, Drake May was in that class, and Drake May is going to be a really good player. There was a lot. That class is a really good class. There's going to be a lot of pros in that COVID year Elite 11 class. But Caleb was a guy that had rare horsepower and twitch combination, meaning he has all the power in the world, like Ben Roethlisberger power, like Cam Newton power. But he's got the twitch of Mahomes. He's got the confidence of Mahomes. He's got the football IQ of a savant. I mean, there's nothing this guy can't learn. And he's just got that it factor. I mean, it is scary how much the it factor he has. He was at our camp this past summer as a counselor, and he had only gotten better. And he was only more excited about his opportunity at USC. So when you say a can't miss guy, this was a can't miss guy at 17 years old, and he's playing this thing out just as we all at Elite 11 thought he would.
Well, I want to shift to something else you'd know about Harbaugh. Jim's not for everybody. He's intense. He's kind of bulldozes people. He's made some enemies. But I tend to look at coaches and think, when I watch their team, do I see them with their team? I watch the Titans. I see Mike Vrabel. I see yes. him. I watch Sean Payton. I watch Lincoln Riley. They did a set in the second half of that game that was three wides, multiple motions. And I'm like, holy moly, this is a pro offense right now. Harbaugh's different, but I watched that game for the second year in a row against Ohio State. They look like a Harbaugh team should look like, right? Like intense, physical. Were you shocked by how dominant they were?
I was. I'm a big fan of Ryan Day, Ohio State's program. I'll say this about Jim. He's a gnarly competitor. I go back, my favorite Jim Harbaugh story I tell, he laughs when I tell it, is that quarterback challenge back in the early 90s. If you remember, we'd all go to Hawaii and we'd have these competitions. Well, we all roll in. Marino, Young, Elway, all these, we all roll in the day before to kind of look at the course, and Jim's out there, spat it up, eye black, and he had gone through the course multiple times where we all have flip-flops on, a cocktail in our hand, you know, got our board shorts on, we're just cruising at the end of the year, I'm in awe of all these guys that are around, and we drive and get off the bus, and there's Jim just dripping sweat, eye black coming down, spat on his cleats, I'm going to kick your you-know-whats. I mean, it to him, he's one of the gnarliest competitors of all time, and you see that in his team. And I think every coach hopes that our greatest trait comes out in the football team, and I think you're seeing that with Michigan football the last 2 years. They've gone back to being gnarly competitors, tough, physical, play with great effort, and they will die for that coach, and you saw that on Saturday.
December 2nd, a documentary, Bally Sports. It's called Be Set Apart. It's Trent Dilfer took over Lipscomb Academy. They play in the state final again. That's coming up this weekend. It's always a pleasure. He's got a podcast, Beyond the X's and O's, with Trent Dilfer, my friend. Congrats on your success and your expertise here today. Thanks, man.
Thanks, brother.
Yeah, I've leaned on Trent for years on the Elite 11. Now, he has been a bigger fan of Tua than I was. So I've always seen sort of physical limitations with him, but Tua has been, I know you love your Jets, but I will say this, is that when Tua came out, the comp, I thought it was ridiculous, because whenever you give me a comp like Peyton Manning or Brady, it's like, can we slow down a little bit? Joe Montana. Burrow, they said, it's Joe Montana. I'm like, that's the comp? Joe Montana? Oh, the kid's got no chance. The comp on Tua was Drew Brees. Small but crazy accurate. It looks like he's got a lot of Drew Brees. Again, I worry about his health. He got hurt in college. He's been hurt in the pros. Yesterday, he got bent backwards, and I'm like, oh, no.
Did you see what happened? His left tackle, Armstead, goes out of the game. On the next nine plays, Tua was sacked four times. Yep. McDaniel said, you're out of here.
Yep.
So, Colin, if Armstead can't go this week, it's a pec injury. Those are not great.
Get him out.
You know who they're facing? Bosa and the 49ers. Uh-oh. This is going to be the real test for Tua. I know he's got MVP numbers. See how he does against this 49ers defense has not allowed a point in the second half four straight weeks. The Saints, they shut them out for the first time since 2001. This defense is nasty.
No, I mean, it literally is the only defense out now. Buffalo's defense, when healthy, is really good and close.
Did you see the Von Miller injury, though?
I did.
But
Buffalo's got pro bowlers. White at corner's a pro bowler.
He's barely played this year, but yes, he's talented.
They have the safety's a pro bowler.
One of the
bowler.
Safeties is hurt. But yeah, they're good. This 49ers defense basically holds you up so the other guys can come and drill you.
No.
I mean, they are body bagging dudes.
No,
it's tough out there.
It is the most physical football team. That they look like a 1988 defense. Like they're hitting you hard every play.
The swarming nature is just, it's almost scary, dude. Alvin Kamara. I mean, he just got like crippled twice, fumbles instantly. It's like, dude, listen, I already laid it with the Niners. I think they tell people we're for real, and they beat up on the Dolphins this weekend. I know everybody likes Miami. Who you got in that one?
San Francisco.
Yeah.
I didn't do a blazing five this week. You were very, very hot.
I had a good, other than Tampa. I don't know. Are we going to talk about Brady? What's going on?
I got to give credit. The craziest game of the weekend, place I used to live, Oregon State.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely insane. So it's a real go back and forth game, and Oregon State has some opportunities, and they kind of blow them on a fourth and one, and then they implode. And so Oregon's got the game. They got the better players, the four and five star athletes. And then over the last, real time of watching on television, last 40 minutes, Oregon State just said, we're going to run the ball for 10 yards a carry. Yeah. And they did for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And I've never seen a game. I see a superior team has all the momentum. And literally for the next 40 minutes, I sat in a couch. Oregon State gashed Oregon. Yeah. Jonathan Smith is the most underrated college football coach in the country. And I don't think he'll leave Oregon State. That team is the most resourceful. They are so resourceful. They get everything out of every player. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers. And with occasional resoling, they'll last a lifetime. Best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by a smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com, that's Tecovas.com, and don't go gently, y'all.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.